Can we smoke in here? Yeah, can we smoke? Eric said it was fine. He's got those pockets. Yeah, I know I can't rap. And being half black, my hair isn't flat. In fact, it sticks up all crazy. Like Don King and Buckwheat's Impossible Baby. Yeah, maybe I've heard that one before. And sure, there are tours of much more attractive men all over. And I'm a lot older and talk a lot slower than most of the posers you hope for at concerts. And I don't believe in heavenly monsters. But those jabs at my mom hurt me so much, I'm completely untouched by religion and thankful. My gas tank's not full since I'm broke. I'm a joke to my family. My old friends can't stand me. I'm not very handy or manly like the stereotype. I vary my fight by the day. What else can I say? This is a play on the last battle in 8 Mile. I don't have a great smile. Meanwhile, it kisses no Cranbrook ass. In fact, I've witnessed my path getting staffed with shills, paying their bills by my comments. But now, I've said all their nonsense, and since their responses are so predictable, their script gets pulled right from their fake little hands.
The chemtrails are killing us. The mice have the modest touch. The chemtrails are killing us. The truth is in a camel clutch. The chemtrails are killing us. The mice have the modest touch. The chemtrails are killing us. The truth is in a camel clutch.
Just admit you're a paid shill. The other pill's much worse. If you're just a dumb jerk who tries to work people, you have no equal. That's evil incarnate. You bait harmless people into talking to you, then bully them to do what exactly? Why are you attacking that thing you apparently deny? If I'm scared of the sky, so be it. There are people using Jesus as their thesis for touching kids. There are children who live in the sickest of sewers, smoking human manure. But their biggest abusers are the losers who shoot for the government. But wasn't it cool watching World Cup in Rio? There are Pizzagate pedos still wearing street clothes. Weed grows everywhere, yet it's fair to throw you in jail for it? But then, as long as you forfeit an enormous sum, you're done with your government pimp until next time. But to you, that's all fine compared to me simply yelling at clouds. Thomas.
The chemtrails are killing us. The mice have the modest touch. The chemtrails are killing us. The truth is in a camel clutch. The chemtrails are killing us. The mice have the modest touch. The chemtrails are killing us. The truth is in a camel.
Average Joe six pack. Would you set a trap, then attack without mercy? Would you viciously curse me, secretly smirking while you smile in my face? Would you proudly disgrace the base of your argument, continually starting with your tricks that can't be backed up? Would you take such desperate measures, you'd threaten to sever my better half? Would you promise to stab or shoot my two boys for me choosing a choice you blindly voice against? Would you risk getting pinched squinting at the sun? If you think something's dumb or doesn't exist, why would you insist on getting all pissed, pretending what I'm sending is so dangerous? Why would you shame someone just to make yourself feel better? Whether someone's a bedwetter or something less clever, is making a fake page something you'd ever endeavor just to bully people? That's one hell of a steep hill only the worst sheep will climb. Sandwich. That being said, Dave is too.